It's Tuesday Douche Day.
And it's brought to you by Davis Applied Technology College. Come see how bright your future can be. You've got some Olympic douches for us, Lindsay?
I do. I've got the men's gymnastics team. They want to perform shirtless. They think that they might get more recognition if they performed shirtless. One of them said if they saw how yoked we are, maybe that would make a difference.
They said yoked?
Yoked. That's the quote right there.
Hey, bro, when's the last time you said yoked? 2007? Huh? Even I think that's douchey.
That is douchey.
Look, I know that we've been hammering how hot the synchronized divers were last night. I don't think we need the Rio Games to get any more homoerotic than they already are. Or do we?
Oh, I don't know.
Can they get more homoerotic?
I don't know. But okay, fine, but no.
Okay, well, I guess they just feel like the women get more attention when it comes to gymnastics, but I don't know. I think.
Wow, are they playing the gender card?
I think that they are.
Wow, what a double standard.
They also said people make fun of us for wearing tights. And then that was when he was like, yeah, if they saw how yoked we are, maybe it would make a difference.
Well, listen, guys, why don't you enjoy your extra $3.50 an hour over the female population, okay? And why don't you just step on their glass ceiling.
Exactly.
On the way to your pie horse.
Your pommel horse.
Right.
And pommel horse.
And also, try not to place fifth in team competition.
Right.
Like, girls are really, really, really good.
They're killing it. They're slaying. That's why they're getting a lot of attention, but whatevs.
Two words. Gabby Douglas.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've chatted about this in earnest, but I kind of want to go back to the Ralph Lauren Team America uniform. Did you know, like, to actually, like, he sells that. Like, you can wear exactly what Team USA wore in the Parade of Nations.
Oh, and, like, what the celebrities were wearing, you know, showing their support for, they were wearing the blazers and stuff.
Seacrest,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the tune of, like, it's somewhere around $1,200 to buy that entire uniform.
What? That's ridiculous. I would like to talk to Ralph about this. Like, why does it have to be so expensive? Because Ralph Lauren designs it, right?
Shall we talk to Ralph?
Sure, let's talk to Ralph.
An imagination?
Okay.
Imaginarium? He's here.
Ralph Lauren! Welcome to the Alt Morning Show.
Glad to be here. Lindsay, is it?
Yes.
And by the way, all my friends call me Barf.
Barf?
That's right. Barf. Ralph is so formal.
I get it. Okay, all right. Barf Lauren.
Yes.
Why did you decide to make the official Team USA uniform that of a group of well-heeled CEOs from the yacht club?
Well, this is how I envision America's sportsmen and women should be dressed. Before and after a workout, nothing says world-class athlete than a blazer with a light-up USA logo that Rip Torn would be proud to wear, a garish log-wide striped t-shirt that looks like the French flag, a Macaulay Culkin bone white jean set. Mac is a good friend of mine, by the way. And red, white, and blue boat shoes, which set off a world champion's ankles.
Right, the boat shoes. The $350, though? How can you justify $350 for what's basically like a $40 Sperry topsider?
Take it back! One does not say Sperry Topsider in my presence.
I'm so sorry, Ralph.
You may as well have just screamed tree corns at me.
I'm sorry, Ralph Lauren.
It's barf.
Oh, yes, barf. Barf. Sorry. And then you've got the $700 blazer. It lights up USA in the back. The $90 t-shirt. The $195 pants. Mm-hmm. A $98 red, white, and blue wrist strap.
Well worth it.
And an $85 belt. Who do you think's going to be buying this stuff?
Yeah, America's street youth, mostly. Those that want to look dapper, pre and après a tussle on the asphalt basketball courts of our inner cities.
Nice.
It's very mass appeal. The boat shoes are known to improve one's vertical leap significantly.
Great. Thanks, Barf. You've been swell.
Bon chance, future Olympians. And it's barflauren.com to purchase. Shipping is only $45 anywhere in the continental U.S. A bargain at any price.